Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to Argue This. Guess who's back? Back again. Tronny Wani is back.
Tell a friend.
Tell some men that they have smaller dicks than this man. So yeah, Tron's back. You know, my wife is in California. So there was no episode last week, but we're back on the fucking weekly schedule. So, you know, whatever. Cry about it. Go tell your mom, big mom, my least favorite podcast is back that I hate listening to, but I listen to it because Alex is such a villain. It's like, it's all right, Lefty Lewis. You know, we'll get you all into therapy. But this is going to be like one of those shotgun episodes. It just goes right off the cuff because I love those. Old people.
Old people.
Old people. Like, Jesus Christ, old people. Like, should we be nice to old people at all?
If they're nice to you?
No. Like they're not nice to you.
No. Like, if they're going to if they treat you with respect, then yeah, you treat them with respect. But if they're going to be jerk off, then no, you'd be jerk off too.
Well, I mean, like, you just see, like, an old person just having a bad day. Like, their osteoporosis or whatever the fuck it is, you know, acting up. I don't know what that is. I don't even know if that's the right word for it. Mm. I think it's like when, like, old ladies shake all the time. I'm sure someone in the comments is going to be like, no, you're wrong, Alex. You're a fucking idiot. Let me move that before. Before it all falls down.
Heard.
But, yeah, I mean, so where this is coming from is we have a neighbor. Yeah, I'm just going to call it out. We have a neighbor. I'm not going to name her, but she's a miserable, old, bitter, racist lady.
So I was talking to one of my friends about her.
Yeah.
Right? And I was saying how, like, you say that she's racist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving her a pass that she wasn't. She was just a bitter old lady.
Yeah.
But, like, the more I talked to a friend about it and was giving all the examples of, like, how she doesn't yell at you or girl Alex or anything, or, like, she's mm-hmm. not rude to y'all. And the friend's like, yeah, maybe she is racist. You're just not seeing it. You're trying to be nice to the old lady.
I like, there's part of me that wants to, like, go to a food bank and, like, have a big old, like, homeless cookout in the front yard and just invite all the local homeless over to come and have some free food, you know, while she's out gardening, and she's gonna make, oh, fuck. I'm like, if you're black, you get double servings.
But, like, so, besides her not really being rude to you personally, she's been, like, one of those Karens that calls the city and stuff. So, like, no, she does not deserve to be treated on the same, like,
yeah, no,
kindness as I would with other people.
I fucking did a bit on her last night over at Salad or Bust, and it actually went over pretty well. And I'm like, this winter, I'm not going to fucking plow none of her shit and call the city every fucking time. Yeah, obviously I made it funnier than that, but
yeah.
You know, that was, like, the gist of it. I'm like, you don't have to be nice to these old fucking bitches that fucking went and destroyed the economy.
But again, initially, you should be nice. Initially, humans, yeah, like, should just show compassion, empathy, and togetherness.
Not for everybody.
Yeah. Until they prove that they're a shitty person, you should treat everyone like they're a good person.
Well, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to be mean to homeless people, but I'm not going to go out of my way to be nice to them, neither.
You have to give an explanation or example or something.
Okay, so if I see a homeless guy sitting on a park bench, I'm not going to be like, get off that park bench, homeless man. Fuck you. Get out of here. Shoo. Scat. Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, if I see him, like, on the side of the road, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, he needs money. I'm going to give him $5. You know, like, if he has, like, a fucking dog with him and he's, like, trying, sure, I'll fucking reach out, and I'm like, you know, here's, you know, an opportunity for you to be better. But if you don't do anything with the opportunity, then okay, fuck you. Mochi, were you in my walls?
See, I've had issues with the homeless when I give them stuff, and like some of them have either A, taken it for granted, or B, not really cared, and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean that like I should not do that for all the homeless. Like, I should still try to help where I can.
Like, I get it. You know, you want that fuzzy, warm feeling you get in your belly when you do something nice for somebody. And I'm sure it's like feels nice for other people, but it doesn't fucking do anything for me. Like, I do something nice for somebody else and like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, I really don't give a shit. I'm like, I could see that, you know, you wanted this more and I had the opportunity to help you. But like, I don't like, there's like this warm, like It's a Wonderful Life is a perfect example where like he starts handing out money.
I've never seen it. It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. So it's, you know, an evil banker, I'm pretty sure. And, he's like, I wish I was just dead, because like the bank was going through like some shit and they had to close down. And you know, there's like the ghost of Christmas past, Christmas future, and Christmas present.
I thought that was a different thing. I thought that was like,
yeah, they stole the idea. Okay. It was Ebenezer Scrooge fucking, you know, Christmas.
Real talk though, I've never seen a real movie of that. I've only seen the DuckTales.
The DuckTales, yeah, that's the best one. You got it. Like,
so just be real.
Yeah, with like Scrooge McDuck and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's the best one. Like, it's like watching fucking Romeo and Juliet with the guns. It's the best one, easily. It's like, why the fuck would you watch any? Like, that one has like an illegal tit scene in it, but you know, other than that, flawless movie.
Illegal tit scene.
Yeah, she was like 13.
Isn't she like a famous actress now too?
I'm sure, but
because that was like Leonardo DiCaprio. It was, what was her name now?
Exactly. Like, no one ever fucking remembers. Let me look it up. I'll look it up right fucking now.
It wasn't Anne Hathaway, was it?
Who was the chick in Romeo and Juliet with guns? Romeo plus Juliet, 1996. God fucking damn. Claire Danes. Yeah, she's not that fucking famous.
That's fair.
Not on any level of fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. She's in My So-Called Life.
Wasn't the black Homeland guy supposed to be Bartholomew? I forgot the fucking name.
I have no idea. But yeah, she was like 13.
That was awesome. It,
like, because I remember this shit. I was in school and they showed me the movie and like the fucking titties came out. I'm like, oh! And now that I'm like fucking an adult, I'm like, I can't watch the movie anymore.
I don't remember titties being in that movie.
There's though. Titties in the movie.
The movie I remember titties in from the 90s was Wild Things. Mm.
Yeah, no, those are legal titties.
Great movie.
Fucking Wild Things and what was that other fucking movie that I always used to beat off to? Eyes Wide Shut. It was a wild time. Like, I'm glad it was not a VHS because I would have fucking, like, worn out certain parts of that movie. Like, I knew exactly where to go for, like, the orgy scenes and for all the other dumb bullshit scenes. I'm like, hell yes. Fucking high-fiving myself while the other hand's, like, high-fiving my dick. There was no porn.
Was it Undercover Brother that she was Black Man's Kryptonite?
I don't remember.
Did you see Undercover Brother?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I was raised by white people.
That's fair.
Like, the only brother movie we saw was like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
But you've seen fucking How High?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
I've seen Boys in the Hood, but that's because I wanted to watch it. I'm like, oh, look, a bunch of black people died. Am I wrong?
In the 90s, any movie with a black person died.
And, like, the movie ends, and it's, like, 2 weeks later, fucking this guy dead.
Belly was a good movie from that time frame, too.
But there was a shitload
of... Jack City. Dead Prez.
No.
You know what was a good one that doesn't get enough credit that I really, really liked? Save the Last Dance.
I don't... Yeah, I...
That was a chick flick type movie, but okay, it was still pretty good.
The only chick flick I've ever seen in my life is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because I was forced to watch it.
No 10 Things I Hate About You?
No.
No Bring It On?
No. No Sleepless in Seattle? No.
No Mean Girls?
Fucking What About Mary or anything? None of that. No.
Man, that's sad. There's some really good chick flicks out.
Yeah, that's good for them. They need it. You know, fucking with Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is garbage.
Ghostbusters, I didn't even watch it.
I know, I didn't watch it either, but I heard it was garbage from people that know better.
So just because you heard it is garbage, it's garbage?
Yeah.
Debatable.
I mean, if they would have had, like, hilarious people like Rosie O'Donnell.
Bro, it's a garbage movie like Doom, I liked, but it's so garbage.
With The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it had The Rock in it. That's the only good part about that movie. The Rock.
No.
Nothing else was good about that movie. I remember renting that shit back in, like, the early aughts, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fucking The Rock, hell yeah.
You said the early what?
Aughts.
The fuck is the early aughts?
Like 2000s.
Okay.
00, aughts.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Double aught buck? It's all right. It's what us fancy people fucking refer to zero as because we don't want to bow down to people in India.
What the fuck are you talking about?
India invented zero.
Okay.
Well, a man from India.
Are you sure?
100% on this, yeah.
It's not Arabic or, yeah.
No, it's India.
Okay. I'll give you this because I'm too lazy to look.
Yeah, I'll fucking look it up for you, just so you can... I give good facts. Where was zero invented? Yeah, India.
Okay.
It says Mesopotamia, but it was India. Seems like a Mesopotamia.
Womp womp.
I know, yeah. Not all my jokes can be killers, okay? Yeah, like, you have to, like, come in and just fucking, you know, take a shot. I have to, like, now wear, like, a bomb dana and be like, oh, your joke sucks. But how awesome would it be?
You know what else was a good Rock movie that doesn't get a lot of credit?
School of Rock, I know.
No. The Rundown.
Oh. I'm, like, thinking, like, music genre.
No,
that was kind of a garbage movie.
That was a great movie.
I mean,
little bit of thunder, little bit of light,
a little bit of Stifler in there. It's like, dude, you ruined your entire career. I cannot look at you in another movie without thinking you're Stifler. Every single fucking movie he's in. He's been in a couple.
Is there another Rock movie I really liked before he was like The Rock? The Rundown. I like The Rundown, too.
You literally just said that.
Or not The Rundown. What's the other one?
Stand Tall. But
Yeah. You know what I was talking about?
The only other good Rock movie where he gets fucked up by a casino and then he's like, I'm coming back. I don't use guns. I'm going to use a fucking 2x4.
Yeah. I thought it was a 4x4, but yeah.
And then now, okay, fine. I'll fucking pick up the gun and then murder everybody because I'm The Rock.
Because he was a ranger or something.
Yeah, I mean... I am surprised you didn't be like, Jumanji.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, but...
It has... hot take, I don't like Jack Black.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jack Black is one of my heroes. I love Jack.
No, he's a cool person. Like, he's awesome and stuff. I just don't like a lot of his movies. Like, one of the everyone always says, like, School of Rock or something is, like, one of the best movies. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it.
Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
Didn't see it.
You've never seen The Pick of Destiny?
Nope.
Oh, my God. There's some bangers in there. It's a great, you know, coming-of-age tale. about when, you know, he leaves home and starts his fucking band Tenacious D.
Yep, nope.
And then he fights Satan with the power of music. Top notch.
Yep.
Fucking Jack Black in his indie movies. Like, and the thing I love about Jack Black even more is, like, the rest of his family is, like, PhD geniuses. Like, his mom was, like, fucking solving, like, rocket formulas as she was, like, going to labor with him.
That's fair.
And
I lied. I like him in Kung Fu. I like Kung Fu Panda.
I don't think there's a bad movie with Jack Black in it.
And I like Tropic Thunder. So far, there's only two.
Let's see. Jack Black movies.
I'm looking at him now.
I know. Super Mario. Yeah. Great. The House with Clock.
Oh, I forgot he was in Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State was a good one. I liked that. But he wasn't really in it. He was just a side character in it. But yeah, so we're at four movies that I like of Jack.
Nacho Libre was fucking top.
And The Jackal. So six movies. But The Jackal, he's not even in it. I don't like it.
Shallow Hal.
Nope.
How have you not seen Shallow Hal?
No, I've seen Shallow Hal. I haven't seen Ice Age.
Mars Attacks? He was in that?
But yeah, he's just...
What about The Cable Guy? Have you never seen The Cable Guy?
I've seen The Cable Guy, but I didn't like it.
What about Demolition Man?
Who was he in Demolition Man?
He was some, like, dorky scientist. He wasn't a main character.
Sure. Sure. I like Jack Black as side characters. How about that? That he has, like, maybe eight lines in the movie. Boom. Perfect Jack Black. Like, I don't remember him in The Anchorman.
Yeah, he was in The Anchorman.
Yeah, but I don't remember him in it. At all.
How dare you. Yeah, he wasn't a fucking big character.
Yeah. That's what I said. I like Jack Black in small doses.
See, I like Jack Black because he's just like a fucking good dude.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Again, I have nothing wrong with him as Jack Black the person. I think he is a really good, cool dude. He has great personality and stuff when, like, you see him on interviews and talking with other people. But, like, as an actor, he's just not one of my faves. Now, one of my comedy faves is, like, a Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a fucking, you know, a comedy, like, he doesn't try. You know, he's just, like, he just does it. And I'm like, I appreciate that.
That's fair.
It's like what I want to do. It's like, I just, you know, I'm just trying. I'm putting myself out there. I'm like, hey, this is me. You know, what do you guys think? They're like, we hate it. Boo, you suck. I'm like, all right.
See, like, Jack Black wasn't even in This Is the End. That would have been, that was like a thing of like all the random comics and stuff.
Yeah, he's not a comedian. He's a musician.
That's fair. That's fair. Is he a real musician?
Yes. Tenacious D fucking slaps.
Oh, it's a real band?
Yes.
Okay. That's how much I know. My bad.
Yeah, no, Tenacious.
Because I know there was a movie and stuff about it.
Yeah, no, like, it's a movie based on his band. Fucking.
There was a dumb movie that I was going to watch and I just couldn't finish watching it. Nacho Libre.
It's great.
No. But he's so funny in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, he has 187 million fucking views on his top song.
That's fair.
God damn, I thought I was the only one that knew about it. Fuck. Yeah, and he just put out a fucking song this year.
Heard.
He also did fucking Peaches.
I liked Alicia Keys as an actor / musician. And
I like Queen Latifah as an actor / musician.
That's fair. Queen Latifah is pretty good. But, like, some of her movies aren't so good.
There's only one I fucking know.
What?
Bone Collector.
I don't even know.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was a fucking good-ass movie.
No,
Queen Latifah was in it.
She's she was in that bad movie Taxi or whatever. You know what I want to talk about?
No. Is it the one where they're like in a taxi driving around and it's fucking Clooney being a killer?
No. That one was a great... No, that wasn't George Clooney that I was thinking of. I was thinking of Collateral, though, with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Was that what it was? I swear to God. Like, they're in a fucking taxi, like, most of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's Jamie Foxx. I swear to God, if it's fucking Collateral movie. This is just, like, Googled a fucking... No, Netflix, you asshole!
But this is the shitty taxi movie I was talking about, literally called Taxi.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Collateral. Yep, 100% Collateral.
Yep. Oh, she was in... You're right. Bone Collector?
Yeah.
But no, I was thinking of Juice and Set It Off. Obviously, the two hood movies.
Typical. Typical of your culture to be just watching ghetto movies. Expect to watch Ghetto Boys all day long.
Yeah, I've only liked two of her movies.
Yeah, she's like, there's only a couple.
No, she's in actually quite a few.
Really?
Yeah. Three movies.
What's crazy is, like, Queen Latifah has been, like, off the fucking radar forever. She, like, did her stint in, like, the 90s, early 2000s, and then just, like, fucking...
She's been in three movies in 2022.
What?
Yeah.
What movies? High-profile movies?
No.
Then it doesn't matter. she's doing favors at this point.
Okay. Steven Seagal is doing just favors.
Steven Seagal needs the fucking money. Let's be honest.
Dude, Steven Seagal had some good movies too in the 90s. Above the Law was great. I think Under Siege was the other one.
Yeah.
Good one.
But yeah, Steven Seagal is like, he was like a cop or something. Something wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. And then they did, he was like deputizing and whatnot. And then he was on the cop show for a little bit.
Yeah, and then he, like Tom Segura has a great bit about him, where he's like, I went and saw Steven Seagal, and did you know he taught fucking self-defense classes? He's like, this is how you kick like this. I'm like, that's perfect. I've never seen it, I don't care, but, you know, good on you.
When I think of, like, eccentric rich people that travels the world and thinks they're big shit, I think of Steven Seagal, I think of Dennis Rodman, and I think of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I mean, I hate fucking actors that are like, do you know who I am, fucking type people. Like, Wesley Snipes, go fuck yourself.
I like Wesley.
Of course you do. You have to. It's a bias, but...
It's not a bias.
For me, I am like, go fuck yourself, Wesley. Like, seriously, like, go fucking stick a dick in your ass. You're just a big old piece of shit that thinks you're the top shit in any fucking movie you're in.
I used to feel that way about Cuba Gooding Jr., I think is his name.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. with Radio and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen Radio.
You've never seen Radio?
No.
Top-notch movie. It's a great one.
No, I've seen, like, I remember him in, what was that one where he joined the Navy SEALs? He was one of the first black SEAL divers. Or rescues.
Well, I mean, most of the SEALs are black.
Anyways.
That's why the polar bears hate them so much, because they're white. It's the original racism. But
I hate you so much.
I know, I'm so fucking quick with it. Goddamn. I wish I was this quick on stage. Yeah. like
you get nervous on stage?
Oh, fuck yeah. You're like... I get up on stage, I'm like, hi, guys. And, like, I wrote down, like, everything I was going to say. I'm like, so, poop, you know, when you poop, like, in your pants, like, that's a bad thing. And they're like, boo, you're worse than the shit in your pants. I'm like, oh, man, I am. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to leave you with this joke. Because I've been up here, feels like 2 hours. And that's how it goes every single time.
When we did the presentation for the faculty at school,
yeah,
I had everyone laugh, and I was like, oh, I could be a stand-up comedian. And then I thought about it for a moment. I was like, nah, man, these people, they're laughing because they were expecting me to be funny. A stand-up comedian, they expect to be funny, so I'm not even going to try that shit.
You'd be surprised how easy. Like, the bar for open mic comedy is so goddamn low. It's crazy.
What do you mean?
So, like, I've literally watched, like, two dudes walk up on stage, and, like, I record everything, so I have this recorded.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, get up on stage, and they, like, bumble around and, like, talk to each other, not into the microphone. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, one dude's like, I was on a bus to Walmart, and I'm like, hey, Walmart bus guy, like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, everyone was confused. As I'm like, is this an open mic for comedy? Are, like, they doing a poem? Like they could say, you know, say, like, and that's the end of my poem. And, like, then it'd be like, okay, that was weird, but never do that again.
So I don't know if improv is good live.
Yeah, it can't be.
But watching improv on TV, there's a couple of different ones that they have. It's so funny. It's so good.
If you have people that are interested in improv, it can be fucking hilarious. Like, over at 3E's, there's the fucking, like, the Nightstand or something like that. It's a comedy troupe over there. Like, the Bedroom Set. Something like that. And they do it, like, I think, like, every Wednesday or something like that. And yeah, it can be funny. Like, I've, you know, gone to, like, one of their classes, and it was, you know, pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's their class. That's not on stage. I think on stage.
Yeah, no, we were on stage. Like, we were doing shit on stage.
In front of other people and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no problem getting in front of other people on a microphone. Like, I'll still be nervous, but I just won't show it. I just won't make eye contact. I'll be, like, weirdly autistic and just be like, hi, guys. So this floor is interesting. And, oh, man, there's so many ceiling tiles up there. When does this end? Yeah, and there's sometimes I get up there and it's rough. You know, it's like you can hear, like, a person cough, like, and I'm like, that was the punchline, and I got a cough from it. And then you just have to, like, acknowledge the bomb, and that's how you can bring it back. And be like, God damn, I'm bombing so hard up here, Al-Qaeda's taking credit. Holy shit. You know, the government's gonna fucking come in here with a bomb squad here in 2 seconds. Y'all better get out of here.
I haven't seen a special... like, there was a time where a bunch of specials were coming out on, like, Netflix and Hulu and everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was being promoted and all that stuff. I haven't heard about a special in so long. So long.
Because you have to be around it. Fucking Matt McCusker just put out a special.
On Netflix or Hulu or something like that?
On YouTube.
Okay.
Still pretty fucking good.
Well, no. The reason why I specifically say Netflix and Hulu is because they typically advertise their specials coming out. And, like, even if I'm not paying attention, I know something's coming out. But
someone
I just haven't
just
seen
put out
in
a fucking special on Netflix. Let me see who it was. You want out of there, Mochi?
You just ran over here. I wasn't sure. Okay.
That's Jared Freed. But, like, no one knows who the fuck he is.
Right.
And it's like, there's so many comics that it's like, I can, you know, name a comic and you'd be like, who the fuck is that?
True.
I can say, like, Joe List. He's a pretty well-known fucking comedian. Do you know who Joe List is?
Nope.
That's crazy because you've seen him before.
That's
at Skankfest, yeah.
I saw a lot of people at Skankfest. I wish I remembered everyone's names because I liked a lot of them.
I mean, you can just go look them up, but... yeah, I mean...
Like, there's quite a few on that random stage that came out I liked a lot. And then they performed their sets on the other stages.
See, the thing that I truly do hate about stand-up, though, is people will come up with one set. And they'll do that one set, word for word. They'll recite the set. You know, they stop for applause breaks. They stop for laughter breaks. And it's like, okay, that's cool. You've fucking been doing the same shit for a year now.
Well, I personally, as a non-comic person who, like, just watches it every once in a while and stuff, I thought people do their sets for, like, 3 to 6 months, and then they do a new set after that. And you know what I mean? Like,
nope.
They do a set as a tour, and then on their next one, they'll have a new set coming in every set.
Like, there's not, like, tours for, like, you know, comedians at, you know, my shitty open micer level. But, like, I'll see, you know, people, you know, do the same jokes in front of the same fucking people, you know, like, recited. I'm like, come up with, like, new ways to look at that joke. Come up with new, funnier ways to tell that joke. You know, come up with better fucking things to do instead of just, you know, reciting it the exact same way.
Is political joking still big right now?
I mean, I can, but...
Well, no, just, like, in, like, not like, even your scene, but, like, major comic scenes and whatnot. Because, like, no, for a while, it was everywhere.
It fucking,
that's all you had.
It's so fucking divided right now. If you fucking joke about Trump, you're fucking isolating, like, half your fucking audience.
Okay.
So, like, if you want to get the most, like, bang for your buck, if you want to have the most people come back, just stay away from it.
No, that makes sense when you explain it like that.
Like, if you're getting up on stage and back, man, fuck Trump, right? And then three people walk out. And that's shitty to do to your next comic. Because now three people, you know, less are in the audience because you wanted to say some shit. Now, if you want to fucking go hard in the paint, sign up last. If you're the last person on stage, go ahead. Go hard in the paint. Most of these fucking people that have kids at home already left.
So these are comic etiquette that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That, are these unwritten rules or are these something that you just personally believe?
These are kind of like a little bit of both. Okay. Like if I want to joke about, you know, hard topics like incest, abortion, shit like that, I either go to a stage that, you know, is for that, or I go to...
How do you go to a stage that's for that?
So like at the end of this month, on the 31st, there's going to be a show called The Gasp, and it's for that. It's for the offensive fucking jokes. It's for, you know, you to say the things that would normally get you in trouble that are just jokes, but it's like Dave Chappelle's, like, you know, the L's and the B's and the G's all get along, but not along with the T's.
Right.
Yeah, like that joke is like, would be for that stage.
Nope.
And when you get to, you know, a certain level, you can say whatever the fuck you want. But, you know, at this lower level, you have to kind of be careful.
Right.
Or go last. That way you're not, you know, isolating, you know, the audience and making it awkward for the next comic.
That's fair.
You know, like, I've called my wife retarded on stage, and then I got fucking ripped apart for the next three sets. Yeah. I'm like, I thought... When I first met my wife, she said she was autistic, and I just heard artistic, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're in college. Of course you are, you know. But later on, I found out that she was autistic and kind of retarded because she married me, but at least her pussy ain't retarded. And, you know, that's a joke. It's a throwaway joke, whatever. And then, like, I get off stage, and my friend Leslie Fox gets on the stage, and she's like, you're going to call her retarded wearing fucking suspenders? And just fucking started ripping into me for like 3 minutes. I'm like, damn. And then like somebody else came in like, it's like, yeah, you can't call her retarded. Yeah, your dick's retarded. I'm like, all right, yeah, we got it.
Was she there? Like your wife there? That
yeah, she, I looked right in her eyes when I called her retarded, yes. in her little retarded eyes. I'm like, hey, whoa, look at you. Ah, oh, making full eye contact. Good for you.
Jesus.
I know. Sometimes, like, I should, like, censor myself, but I'm like, no, abso-fucking-lutely not. No way am I going to censor myself. I'm done fucking being that little bitch that, you know, like, oh, well, I care about what people's feelings are. Shut up.
Oh, I look 10 years younger shaving.
Let's do it.
I am.
I know. It's a, like, I'm like, I'm going to shave all this. And then I'm like, no.
I just, it's funny to me at school that everyone that I meet thinks I'm 10 years younger than I am. And like, it's cool.
Yeah, it's because you're in college and everyone's supposed to be in their 20s and you're almost 40.
You think that's why? I don't think that's why.
You're like almost 40 with a bad heart. Like,
yeah.
And you're like, hey, you know.
That's why I said my body's fucking 86, dude. My body's old as shit. But energy level's not.
Well, maybe you can go next door and make amends with a neighbor. Go plow her front yard for me.
No. 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 Hell no.
Just, you know, go
mow. I'm not trying to mend the racism that way. No.
Just give her that big black dick and show her, you know, why, you know, she's going to be at, you know, BLM marches.
Nope.
From here on out. She's going to be, like, in her fucking mobility scooter. I'm like, meh. You know, going all the way down. She's like, yeah, I love BBC. I love, you know.
For as long as we've done this podcast, I've never called a female a bitch. I call that lady a cunt, dude. Fuck that woman. I hate her.
So go hate fuck her.
No. There is no hate fucking.
It's going to be hilarious because she's going to be terrified the entire time you're going to, like, fucking rape her.
That's not.
And you're
going to
be having sex with her.
That's not even a real thing is hate fucking.
Oh, it's definitely a real thing.
It's definitely not a real thing.
Oh, it's such a real thing.
If you're hate fucking, you're fucking because you like the other person.
No, you're hate fucking because you want to get, you know, either, you know, blown out or your dick wet. And
there is definitely no such thing as hate fucking.
I've done it.
Okay. Really? No.
Have you? Well, you are a gentleman. You're a gentleman and a scholar, and you don't want to hate fuck women. Like, I will be like, I hate you so much, you cheating bitch, and just like fucking pump into her. It's like, you're gonna be such a great single mother.
Aren't you gonna? So, in your scenario, you know that your significant other cheated on you, and that he fucked up after they cheated on you. But aren't you gonna break up anyways?
Yeah.
So then what's the point?
You know, fucking get your dick wet at least one more time before.
If she cheated on you, how do you know that getting your dick wet that moment is even safe? See, this is what I don't understand about normal dudes. And I know I say that because I'm not a normal dude. But, like, I don't understand normal dudes about hate fucking, dick pics, catcalling. Like, if you follow everything to the logical conclusion, it's no bueno. No good. Like, yeah, pass go. Do not collect $200. Not safe.
Collect that $200. Give it to her for her abortion. Like, here you go, bitch.
Or she keeps it out. You have to pay for your life, or for the child's whole life.
Or you just fucking disappear.
Vanish. You can't vanish anymore. Oh, you unless you have money, you can't vanish. You need at least $30,000 to vanish.
Less than that, you just go live out in the woods or go to jail.
No, you need $30,000 to vanish.
Honestly, all you have to do is file for bankruptcy and it's like, oh, hey, look, I don't have to pay child support.
I don't know about that.
Pretty damn sure.
I don't know about that. You might be right because that is something that's never mentioned in bankruptcy when what's always mentioned is like school loans you'll still owe.
Yeah.
So like, that's why I say you might be right about that, but I'm not sure.
It's an individual debt to a single other person. Yeah. You can like wait till the kid turns 18 and they're like, okay, bankruptcy.
Well, no, because you could get in trouble before the kid turns 18 if you, yeah, nah. bankruptcy doesn't count unless, like, the lady, you and her have an agreement that, like, I'll just pay child support, and then you don't. And then, like, the year before.
Well, they have to get you into court. Like, the judicial system fucking sucks in this country. Bad.
No, the judicial system, the system for child support's actually pretty good and pretty swift. Because you don't have to go to court or anything. Like,
yeah, no,
they give you a paper.
They'll award it, yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a job, then they don't have anything to take it out of. And if you don't file taxes, they don't have anything to take it out
of. But you have to have a job to live in this capitalist society.
Not really. You can be homeless and rely on fucking dumb shits like you.
Well, first of all, fuck you. Second of all...
Oh, the poor homeless guy. Let's give him money. I'm avoiding fucking paying child support.
I don't even think that's a percentage of...
I guarantee you it's like 50%.
50%. Your percentages are wild, bro. Wild. Same as your percentage of you thought that girls don't wear panties. That's wild.
They don't.
I guarantee you most of them wear panties.
Like, it's not a question you can go ask. Like,
I know
fucking...
it's not a question you can ask, but I found a way to ask it at my school by using you as an example of my roommate says that girls don't wear it up to 60%, I think is what you said. And everyone's like, no, that's wild. Maybe once in a while, but every day we definitely wear, especially if they're taking public transportation.
Yeah, are they all wearing skirts? If you're wearing a skirt, you're wearing panties, of course. That's fucking insane. But if you're wearing pants, you're not wearing panties.
Bro, the argument
and
originally...
The only time you are wearing panties and pants is if you're on the fucking period. Other than that, you know...
Every girl who's wearing just pants is going full commando.
Yeah.
That's your real thought.
Yeah.
Your wife has... totally skewed your like thought on this, and the only reason why I need to add that caveat is just because most of your relationship has been with her and stuff, and she we know how she is, so that's how that one goes. And she admits that she skews that, because
I mean, my wife is not a normal woman either.
Yeah, that's why I said she skews it, because of that.
Like, I fucking, you know, put a porno mag in the wall. I put a porno mag in the wall. Like, how's that, like, weird? You give me, like, a weird look.
The fuck is a porno... Do you have... How do you put a porno mag in the wall? What the fuck are you talking about?
See right there?
Uh-huh.
There's a big old hole in the wall. And, like, there's a fucking panel that's right there that I'm gonna put back on. And inside that fucking panel is a porno mag.
Okay.
And so, now the next time somebody opens that up, they're gonna be like, what the fuck... And then they're going to find a porno mag and they're like, score.
So, I don't think they're going to just say score. Dude, especially if it's an old prude or someone like that.
Dude, if it's like a 15-year-old boy, it's like, oh, hell yes.
No. That 15-year-old boy has so much more on his phone and computer than we did back in that day.
Imagine he gets grounded. You know, just like imagine this. Like, I'm dead. It's like, you know, 15 years in the future, I'm dead. Yeah.
And that's weird that you think you're going to be dead at 15 years.
There's no fucking way I'm surviving 15 more years.
You absolutely are, but okay.
No way.
How old are you right now?
Fucking too old. Jesus age.
Jesus was pretty young.
Yeah, I know, and he got crucified. You know, like, oh, dude, that's a dead dude on a stick.
Really quickly, speaking of Jesus real quick. Yeah. I just had to go on this mini rant. So this... person was arguing how like Jesus is perfect and da-da-da-da-da, right?
Yep.
And I talk about how like, well, the Bible stops talking about Jesus between like 12 and 30. That's 18 years of him not being like totally could not be perfect. That's
what
a fact where
about?
Most people
they don't even talk about him as a child.
No, they make mentions and stuff. There's literally a non-mention after 12 to like early 30s, late 30s. There's that whole 20s and like 18, like teens and 20s that like
he's just out there raising hell, getting girls pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, ah, bitch, and fucking smoking like Jerusalem weed back.
What if Jesus was a partier? That's why he's cool with fucking prostitutes, and he knows that they had a hard time because he was fucking prostituting himself at one point.
He's like, Mary, oh man, shit, I got you pregnant like 7 times, bitch. Ah.
Mary
Magdalene was a prostitute.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're differentiating the berries.
dude, like, if you really think about it, God is a pedophile because, you know, Mary, mother of Jesus, was like 14.
Yeah.
So
God was into pedophilia and incest, bro. That's why Adam and Eve, they started procreating more.
I mean, they didn't have any other fucking choice.
Oh, God could have put as many humans as he wanted on Earth, and he just chose two. Yes, they had choices.
Yeah, I mean, God was, like, tired.
God chose, nah, man, we're gonna just start with these. Just go. God is omnipotent. He could absolutely have started with 100 billion different people, 10 people, but no, just two.
Well, you know what's really crazy? Check out this, like, fact. Let me pull it up on my phone. Here it is. God's not real.
How do you know?
Because if God was real, then he'd be worse than Hitler.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he's not.
Like, do we just have an evil God? How fucked up is that? And we worship
him? That's why
him?
The Romans have all the gods. See, where Christianity fucked
up. I am my own God. This
where
is
Christianity
what it is.
Fucked up was they should have had God kill all the other gods. That's why he was the only one God, and he was so jealous and stuff. And then it will make a lot more sense of their religion. Literally, that would make so much more sense of all the other parts of their religion.
Here's where it is. I am my own God.
No.
No. This is what my belief. Uh-huh. I get it. I am my own God, and I create, you know, my future, my present, and everything that I want in my life. You know, I shouldn't pray to a different power. I should pray to me. Fucking, you know, so, influence myself to fucking go work harder and get the fucking things I want.
So if you're your own God, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You are not saying there's any external factors keeping you from doing what you want because you create your own future, right?
My wife, that's it.
Your wife is the only external factor in all your life or society that keeps you from doing every single thing you want. Why you don't own a bank right now? Why you don't have an island? Why you don't have a yacht? Why you don't have a fucking jumbo jet? Why you don't have a Mustang?
There's a great video I've seen on the internet. I'm sure you have too. It's this dude offering $100 for a raise. So he's like, hey, one raise, $100. And
he's talking about inequities, right?
Yeah. And then he's like, hey, fucking, you know, if you have parents that are together, come on, take 10 steps forward, you know, blah, 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 blah. And like all the black kids were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the most fucked up part of the entire video, he still gave it to the white winner.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, dude. Like, it'd be hilarious if that video ended like with him handing like the fucking, you know, 100 to like the white guy, and like the black guys all came up and beat the shit out of him. That'd have been a fucking top-notch video. It's like, what the fuck? How dare you fucking disparage against my people even more and give this fucking rich white boy fucking $100 that he doesn't need?
You really don't believe there's a God?
No.
Like any form of a god or
no,
a higher power?
No, why would it be a god?
Up
no, nothing.
Okay.
What?
I don't think there's a god as in the literal Christianity or Western thought of a god. I think there's a lot of spiritual
presence. They need a big, giant fucking guy in the sky to keep the fucking dudes who are like, I think I'm going to have rape for dinner at bay.
I think there's a lot of spirits like either Shinto's belief or like Native Americans' belief and stuff like that, but I don't believe in like a like the Western
dude. Fucking take some drugs and you'll fucking understand why people think there's a god. Take some acid and you're like, oh my god, there's fucking holy shit.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think there's more. That's more spirituality than like divineness.
No, it's just chemicals acting on your brain. That's it. You know, serotonin acting in your brain, fucking cool, I jacked off. You know, like, all these chemicals acting in your brain can make your brain do weird things. Like, if you're fucking going insane and, like, people that are schizophrenic, you'd agree that this is a chemical reaction happening in their brain.
Yes.
So, people that are going schizophrenic, I fully understand where they are coming from. I 100% get it. because I have fucking, you know, gone mentally fucking ill. I've gotten better, but I have sat in a room talking to fucking shadows who were talking back to me. And at the time, it was 100% real to me. There was a fucking shadow man there talking to me and having a full fucking conversation with me. I don't know if it was my brain fucking trying to, you know, help itself or what, but, you know, that was 100% real to me at that time. And so it's just chemicals fucking racing through my brain trying to fucking make sense of what's going on. And sometimes when chemicals go bad, you can have a bad fucking time.
So let me ask you a couple questions on this. Because I've taken mushrooms and had a bad trip, right?
Yes.
But it's never, like, that psychedelic or anything. It's more just emotional and shit like that.
Yeah.
When you were at that place, do you literally remember the shadow man talking and everything?
Yes.
That's fair. So it was literally not, like...
I remember where he stood in the room. I remember every fucking thing.
That's wild. That's super wild. It's only wild because I've never experienced something like that, and it's hard to explain to someone who's never experienced something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never done drugs up until that point, like zero fucking drugs, and that was just me fucking being homeless and not talking to another human being for like a month straight.
So if you've went through that of not talking to another human being, why wouldn't you have some compassion of saying at least hi to the homeless and making sure, like, they're at least acknowledged?
I never said it was a bad fucking conversation. I never said it was a bad fucking time talking to the shadow dude. It was a good fucking time. Kept me company.
I'm just...
You know, but it's like, hey, look, I was homeless.
Yeah.
I fucking did it, and I fucking worked hard to get myself to raise myself out of poverty to get to where I am now, to get to where, hey, cool, I fucking own a house.
You think if you'd been in prison you were able to do everything you did?
I did get locked up.
I said prison. Jail and prison are two separate things.
I mean, like, if I went to fucking prison for some dumb shit, that's my own fucking fault because I was a dumb asshole that fucking did some shit that I wasn't supposed to do.
Right, but then how are you supposed to fix that and, like, move forward?
How am I supposed to fix it and move forward?
Yeah, like how you're talking now about how, like,
okay,
motherfucking, you were able to pick yourself up and
the amount of fucking people,
go ahead,
the amount of fucking people that I know, like, I have some really good friends that went to fucking prison for a while, and now they own fucking businesses. They went to addiction. They were doing meth and all kinds of shit. And now they're like, oh yeah, now I fucking own this business because I enjoy fucking life more than, you know, going to prison. That's a very good deterrent. Now, if you don't have anything like a fucking self-will to fucking, you know, make your life better, then that sucks for you. You know, why are you wasting my time?
You deserve care.
Go ahead and get care in prison. Go ahead and get care in jail. But there's, you know, people that are winners and people that are losers. Sorry, you're a loser if you fucking...
Just because you're a loser, you deserve still the basic humanities of food, shelter, water.
I mean, I look around.
You didn't choose to be born. You were put on this earth. So fucking... we should be taken care of, especially now with our modern day society, that we could actually produce enough money and food to do all this.
I mean, there's other fucking societies that are fucking going through a really rough time, like North Korea, for instance.
Yeah.
North Korea is going through a fucking bitch of a time. And now with China and Russia being fucking dickheads to them, you know, it's like, hey, I want to fucking escape.
Did you see that they fired off a bunch of rockets and stuff?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, it's the most that that's been fired.
There's only been like 30 people that defected this year.
It's a lot of crazy stuff coming down now. If North Korea attacks, we're going to be in another civil war.
If North Korea attacks, we're just going to fucking slap them upside the head and be like, hey, guess what? You belong to us now.
No.
In fact, we're going to kill your entire regime.
I think if another big country
we're fucking allied with South Korea right now.
Right. But check it out. So if another country breaks out in a war, I think we would be in a world war.
Yeah, why not? Now. Fucking we have the guns. Let's use them.
There's already Ukraine and Russia. There's Niger. And now there's the rumblings of...
I like how you say it all French-like.
That's what it's called, is Niger.
You're just like, Niger.
And then there's...
That's how you said it.
And then there's the possibility of Korea, and there's the possibility of Taiwan. That's a lot of...
Let them all fucking squabble. You know, and if they want to step to the king and try and knock off the crown, they can try. But guess what? You're going to fucking step up to the king and get slapped the fuck down because America's number one.
Why do you want to go to war?
I don't.
Why are you...
I want us to fucking pull out of every fucking country like we're about to come. Pull the fuck out, dude.
So then why are you saying come out the king? Like, if we pulled out, wouldn't we not be king anymore?
No, pull out and let them all fucking squabble, have their little squabbles, and... You know, how about this? You know, every country that wants our help, they can pay for it. Money talks. Give us half your country.
So now we're mercenaries?
Uh-huh, yeah.
No!
We're world police. How about this? You give us half your country, give us, you know, power on the throne or the presidency or whatever the fuck, we'll come help you. Whoever the fuck you are. North Korea, fucking Russia. We'll fucking come help Russia crush Ukraine. Just give us fucking, you know, what we want.
No.
I don't know why we're getting involved in, like, Russia, Ukraine. We're not involved in any of that shit.
We are involved because we signed the Budapest Amendment.
Yeah, stop signing dumb shit.
Like, hold on, wait. We signed that so we could have a... They wouldn't have nukes.
Let them have nukes.
So, like...
Let them have them.
I'm pretty sure it was China, but...
Eventually, the world's gonna blow up. Or the fucking sun's gonna blow up, fucking go boop, and then, you know, neutrons and shit are gonna fucking come annihilate Earth.
But I don't want that to happen. Like,
it's gonna happen.
I don't want us to speed up the process. I don't want
of the sun fucking blowing up.
No,
yeah, we have
no of fighting, getting into a world war with nukes and fucking everyone dying.
How awesome would that be?
And everyone dying a slow, painful death. No, it will not be.
No,
awesome.
Actually, fucking, you know, ask the people of Hiroshima.
No. If how many nukes did they say? Like, I think it was 10 or something less than that went off at the same time, around the same time. Like, it would cause nuclear fallout and like the end of the world and Fallout 3 type shit.
Just let it happen. I'm down for it. I'm ready for it. I'm tired of going to work. I'd rather fucking pick up my gun and, you know, go ahead and, you know, hunt some irradiated humans. And then be sad that my wife's dead.
No. Yeah, 10 to 100. That's a little weird, but like I said, 10.
Yeah, they fucking make an educated guess on what would happen.
Well, they do make an educated guess because
when they fucking
first set
off the first nuke, the first nuclear test ever, they didn't even know what would happen. They thought the atmosphere would catch on fire.
No, they knew it was going to. It was a very small percent chance of that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this might happen. Oh,
yeah,
fucking let it. Who cares?
No.
I'm fine. I traveled the world. I did my fucking thing. I'm ready for apocalypse. Bring apocalypse now. Just bring it the fuck on in the fucking world. The economy is already shot. Fucking that way we can pull these rich assholes out of their houses, fucking Gaddafi them and put their heads on pikes. And then,
so why don't you argue for a revolution instead of the death of everyone?
Because revolutions come with silly songs and don't actually do anything.
Talking about revolution. They do stuff. I mean, the French goes through one every 12 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, Ukraine went through one like a few years ago before the whole...
Ukraine did not go through one.
100% did. Do I have to, like, keep on fucking proving you wrong?
A full revolution. A real revolution.
Did you... Did Ukraine go through a revolution? Suck my dick. The whole dick to the base. Lick the balls.
I mean, like, damn, I was proven wrong. I can't argue.
Yeah, I know. Because I was watching the videos of the fucking shit happening, of them, you know, rioting and fucking, you know, throwing grenades, you know, at the fucking Ukrainian police.
Yep, that's fair.
That was fucking wild time. I'm like, oh shit.
I just requested a nice, perfectly shaved area, please. Thank you.
But yes. Let the world fucking go to shit. It's fine.
No.
You know, you don't want the world to go to shit because you're a pacifist and a fucking liberal.
I don't think I'm a pacifist.
You're 100% a pacifist.
I don't think I'm a pacifist.
Do you know what a pacifist is?
Someone who doesn't use violence?
Yeah, someone that would, you know, rather pacifist on somebody else. I'm, you know, a push-a-fist. Push a fist through your fucking head.
Anyways.
So, yeah. What time are we? We're already at an hour. We're going to end it there. Thank you all so much for fucking being here, for listening. We're back. You know, enjoy the sultry tones of me being a villain. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I mean, if I get back on Twitch, I've been off Twitch for a while. Alex Truck everywhere, AlexThetruck, and Tron is at TronyWani on probably like X now.
Yes.
You can go argue with him there and be.
I refuse to call it X. It's Twitter.
It's my ex because I don't fucking go there anymore. Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk fucking killed it. It's like, you could have just left it Twitter and it'd all been fine.
Did you see about the unblocking?
What?
So, he put out a statement of how everyone who's already has been blocked, right?
Yeah.
Is going to be unblocked. And the only way to block someone is through DMs. So, like, everyone is open to comment and stuff, but, yeah.
That's hilarious. Like, fuck you, block.
Well, no, like, so you could still, like, say me and you hated each other, right?
Yeah.
And say I was following you, right? It, like, you were able to block me where I couldn't comment on your shit. But now he said he unblocked it so where I could comment on all your shit now. You could only just block me where I can't send you personal DMs. So I could call. I could be like, "I hate you, Negro."
You can say it. You're black. You're loud.
No, I'm
here's
not.
Here's an N-word pass for you.
I refuse to be caught right now on this. So, anyways, "I hate you, Negro." Through DMs, you're like, "No, I'm gonna block this guy." So that whenever you post, you're just like, "Stupid Negro, I hate you" on all your posts, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you can hide offensive shit. And you can still get banned from Twitter. So if you're out there fucking threatening people and dumb shit. I mean, with Xbox fucking banning everything, you can't call people cunts now. It's like, so people are going to go over to X and just, you know, use the N-word hard. The only reason white people want to have the N-word is because we're not allowed to. That's it. You know, if you're like, hey, you can have the N-word.
I like your Freudian slip of we're not allowed to. My nigga, you're not white.
Okay, yeah, I'm brown.
You are white. White passing where you would go third wave. I would go first wave, but you're still going to be gone.
But, you know, Mexicans can't say it neither. So I say we. You know, we want to say it because we're not allowed to. But if you're like, hey, here you go. Go ahead and say it. Knock yourself out. We don't care anymore. Then it's like, well, it's lost its magic now. It's like when weed became legal.
Did it lose its magic?
It lost its magic. It was like, oh, man, we're fucking smoking weed. We're so bad. And now fucking people can walk down the street with their vape pens. Pop, pop, pop. Look at me. I'm fucking smoking weed. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
fucking.
So now you have all these, like, it's a different thing that's going around now. I hate it.
And then fucking, you know, if black people just stop getting offended over it, it's like, okay.
Weed has been gentrified.
Yeah, and just gentrify the N-word, and it's fine.
I don't think you can gentrify the N-word.
You can. You just, like, Ralphie May had a great bit on it. He's like, what you do is you have, like, the best cookie in the world and call it the N-word. Except he actually said it. I'm like, dude, you're way too fat and white to say that. Holy shit, my guy. But he's dead now because black people killed him with their fucking cooking.
I don't think black people killed him.
No, they killed him with their cooking. Like, hey, here's soul food. And he's like, oh, hell yeah. And then
soul food's delicious.
It is. So, well, we're going to end it there. See y'all later. Bye.
Peace.